Well, Mother's Day is almost here, and have you made plans for Mother's Day?
I sent my card in the mail.
Well, here's some Mother's Day guilt for you. How often do you call your mom, and is it enough? Hawk, you call your mom a lot.
I live with my mom a lot of times. I mean, she's on a little mini vacation from me now. She says, I'm going back to Tennessee for a couple days.
Well, they did a survey and found 1 out of 5 of us don't feel like we call our moms as often as we should.
Yeah.
Now, my mom is battling dementia, and when I call on the phone, I don't think she knows who I am. When I see her in person, she gets it, but on the phone, she's just confused by the whole thing. So I don't do a lot of calling anymore.
Well, did you really ever do a lot of calling? Because
that's she don't know you.
We would make fun of you. You would go months without talking to your mom.
Well, they say the average answer is less than twice a month for people calling and making their mom feel appreciated or saying, I love you.
So, Cato, you talk to your mom almost every day.
Almost every day.
Yeah,
if I miss a day, she calls the next day going, why didn't you call me yesterday? Uh-huh.
Yeah, I feel like as a mom, I would be devastated if I only talked to my babies twice a month.
How often do you talk to your mom?
I mean, she lives a mile down the road now.
So a lot.
It's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, our family just doesn't do it like that. Yeah. Like even my dad and I, we talk maybe once every 2 or 3 weeks.
See, I call my dad every week.
Every day I talk to my dad about twice a week, 2 or 3 times a week. I was over there hanging out, taking him, going to lunch or taking him grocery shopping.
But I mean, listen, we already talked about how women love to talk and how much joy we get from talking. Just call your mama.
Like I said, she doesn't really know when I call anymore. So that ship has sailed. 70% of people say they know their mom better than anyone else in her life. I don't know. Sometimes their best friends may know more than you know.
Yeah.
My mom will start talking about when she was younger, and I'm like, I don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear how you met dad or nothing.
Yeah, my mom was talking about something the other day. I'm like, Mom, no.
Yeah,
it's just TMI.
I feel like it's kind of like your kids hide things from you, and your mom's probably hiding stuff from you, too.
Well, they think you get to a certain age, like, oh, I think you can handle this now.
Yeah,
and you're
and that's when you're like, no.
Not midlife, Mom. I'm not ready for that yet, okay?
And every once in a while, I'll throw out something that she didn't know about me. I'm like, Mom, you remember that day that I did this? Really, this is what happened. She goes, no. I can't believe you.
Uh-huh. Well, they say that massages are a popular gift for Mother's Day, but moms who are asked for the perfect self-care day only ranked massages 5th on their list, so it's not as popular with the moms. They actually would most of all like to sleep in and then get their hair done, have someone else cook for them, and then listening to music with massage coming in 5th on that list. So let her sleep in and maybe have some breakfast waiting when she wakes up.
Yeah. I always want, I beg. I'm like, I just want a clean house. Like, please just clean the house.
But you
like,
got 2 girls, right?
I have 2 girls.
So they can go and do that for you and wake up on Mother's Day and like, oh, the house is clean.
Yeah, but I kind of want a house cleaner because they be missing some things.
Right.
Okay. I want the clean.
You know, you can get a house cleaner, I would think, for Mother's Day one time.
Yeah.
Just chip in and get the house cleaner.
Like, that's what I want.
You know, I get my wife a house cleaner every now and then, and whenever we do, she cleans before the house cleaner comes.
Yeah. Yes.
And she makes us clean before they come. And I'm like, this was definitely not in my plans.
I don't want the house cleaner to think we're dirty.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. You know, you spend your whole life getting rid of dust. Like, that is your thing. You clean the house, you're getting rid of dust, and then you die and you turn into dust.
Boom. Look at us.
What's
full circle.
The deal?
Yeah. Well, they say some of the other things in the top 10 were getting their nails done, going for a walk, reading, catching up on TV and taking a nice long bath, and just leaving her alone might be a nice gift too. 40% of moms said they get less than an hour of me time each day. So maybe you do all that stuff for her in the morning and then say, hey, hop in the bath. We're going to leave you alone and let you enjoy yourself for a little while.
That would be heavenly, you know?
Yeah.
Just not having to worry about anything. The mental load of a mama is a lot.
Yes.
But then the kids are like, can we get in there too, mama? Come on in.
Come on in. You miss them. Like, all right, where are the kids? Come on.
How old are these kids?
I know.
I'm looking at Hawk going, you're from Tennessee. I don't doubt that.
Listen.
No wonder your mom left.
I showered with my mom until I was, you know, then she had to stop me. She's like, no, I don't think we're at the age you shouldn't be doing that.
That's just sick. I wouldn't tell anyone
You showered with your dad.
Not until I was some weird age.
Okay.
All All right, mm-hmm. This is turning into therapy.
Yeah. I know, right?
You know, when toddlers shower with dad, that's not good either.
My mom would put me and all my sisters in the tub. And then when we would stay at our cousins, my aunt would put all of us in the tub.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. It'd be my sisters, yeah. My cousins.
Uh-huh. You're like, I might date her one day.
not me. Good Lord.
Yeah, Hawk would have.
Where did we get here?
Oh my gosh. We're going to
anyway.
Field.
Don't forget Mother's Day. Be sure to at least get a card, maybe take her out to dinner. They always love that.
Yes.
And maybe consider some of these other options as well.
Wait, she said leave her alone. That's what she wants.
After dinner.
Okay, that's right. She gotta eat.
You gotta get her lunch and then leave her and let her enjoy her afternoon.
There you go.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Megan Eby's hanging out with us because Tori's on maternity leave.
Woo!
And it looks like showers in the forecast, high of 67. You know, I was at a restaurant. Well, I'll just tell you, I was at Cracker Barrel. And you know, they got the cornbread there and they got the biscuits they always bring out to you, complimentary. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you. I really appreciate that. But then I see that I'm walking away. I'm done with my food. And I'm like, wow, that biscuit's just going to sit there if I don't put it in my pocket and just take it with me.
That's so Southern.
Yeah. It's like, uh-huh. You know, I'm going to take these biscuits and cornbreads home if you don't mind.
I always take home. And sometimes I look at other people's table after they get up. And I'm like, you left a basket of biscuits?
I'll pick up a biscuit in a minute from somebody else's table if they left it there.
Yeah.
My mom, she always like at Red Lobster.
Mm-hmm.
They'll bring those cheddar biscuits and we'll eat them and they'll bring more and the mama go, you think I can have a few more to go?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So she always carries home half a dozen.
Well, I was wondering if they recycled that leftover bread that's on your table.
I hope not.
The cornbread and the biscuits.
Surely that's illegal.
I did some research. No restaurants in the U.S. are generally not allowed to reuse bread or any other food that's been served to a customer.
Yes.
So they're not.
It says generally. That's what confused me.
You said no restaurants generally.
Yeah.
Years ago, I had someone tell me when they leave a Mexican restaurant, they will take the chips on their table and they'll crumble them all up. They'll smash them.
Yeah.
So they can't reuse them. And I'm like, well, do they? They're like, well, I don't know, but I've always done that.
That's a lot of wasteful food right there.
But I mean,
I don't think they reuse it.
They shouldn't, but I mean, that's a great idea to keep them. So, mm-hmm. You know, if you left biscuits and cornbread, just break it up on the table.
I'll put some.
Why? So they can't be reused.
I mean, it's not going to affect you. If they did, it would be the people behind you.
Well, you don't think the ones you got were reused?
Those people probably didn't crunch them.
I'll put some chips and sauce in my pockets in a heartbeat. Wouldn't that be funny? It's like, do you need a container? No, I'm good. Just go put this food in my pocket and head on out.
Mama would.
Yeah, I know. But restaurants serve free bread and chips for a variety of reasons, including customers' hospitality. And a way to start the meal, they say. It's a great way to do that. And potentially reduces the amount of more expensive entree foods consumed, which is kind of right the opposite, you would think.
Yeah, because I get too much bread, and then I can't eat my meal.
Those unlimited breadsticks, you know, why are they unlimited? Because they're using the ones the other people didn't eat.
Gross.
But you notice they don't bring them out until after you've ordered. So
you're
still hungry when you order, and then you eat the breadsticks. You're like, I can't eat all this.
Mm-hmm. But over the years, they've gotten less and less. Like, they won't give you as like a basket of cornbread and biscuits, they'll give you two.
I've never seen that. Where at?
Like Cracker Barrel, they used to do they bring you a whole basket and not even ask questions.
Now, go to Logan's, they bring you the same amount of those breads as anything, and if you want extras, you can get them.
Is it Logan's or Texas Roadhouse got those buttery rolls?
Texas Roadhouse.
Logan's has got the big puffy ones.
Mm. Yeah, those are good.
You hear that cinnamon butter?
I'll put a buttered roll in my pocket.
Yeah, you will.
Why? You just get it to go in box.
I know, I'm being silly. But you know what? And then licking that roll, too. If you go out with Tom, he'll lick that roll.
Listen, whenever I used to work at a fine dining restaurant, one of the servers, she was like about to dump the plate and then she starts taking a bite of it. And I was like, ew, what are you doing? And she goes, these people are clean. And I'm like, I don't trust nothing.
Say hepatitis C don't show on somebody.
Amen.
You know what though? I worked at Hardee's, if they would return a burger, I'd eat it.
No way. Yeah. Absolutely not.
I mean, if it's in the restaurant, not from the drive-thru.
Returning
that's just
a burger.
Gross.
What? Yeah. You're weird, man.
So breadcrumbs, get this. I did find out this. Some restaurants may use leftover bread to create breadcrumbs or croutons for the salads and dishes the next day.
Yes.
But this is done in a separate process.
But it's not bread that went on someone's tray or table.
No.
I just feel like people don't wash their hands. And so when they're reaching in to grab their biscuit, their chip, whatever, fecal matter can go everywhere, really? Or whatever you have on your hands.
That's true, man. People get it all over them.
Yeah, and I just,
What are you taking your rolls to the bathroom? What are you doing with those rolls?
They go to the bathroom and come out with stuff under their fingernails.
I don't want to recycle that.
But I've worked in restaurants, and they do, like, a restaurant I worked at, the salad bar had mushrooms. When they start going brown, they just chop them up, put them in the mushroom gravy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Sausage at Bojangles. I worked at Bojangles. Yeah. There's sausage that, after a certain amount of time, they can't use that sausage. Chop it up, put it in the rice and the gravy.
Yeah. I remember at Hardee's, like, we'd have a big box full of, like, you know, you used to put the number under the heat lamp, and if no one ordered that,
right,
you had to throw it away after a certain amount of time.
Yeah.
So you could take those and put them in a microwave.
It's almost like whenever you have to, like, put it in something new, it washes the slate clean. Like, it's like, oh, okay. Like, oh, those are dirty biscuits.
Restart the timer.
Yeah, exactly. It almost feels cleaner.
I guess so. But anyway, it's safe to know they're not recycling the cheddar biscuits at Red Lobster or cornbread or rolls or biscuits at your restaurant you're eating.
Thank God.
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm hungry now.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Okay, so there are a lot of pet people in this room, and I think that we can talk about dogs all day long. Well, it turns out it's National Pet Week.
Yeah.
So that's a good thing. They found that 44% of dog owners have at least one mealtime ritual for their dog. Now, the top rituals include saying a special word or phrase when it's time to eat, giving them a treat as an appetizer. And sometimes they will plate their dog's food like it's a gourmet meal.
Wow.
That seems a little extreme to me. Our routine is pretty simple. When we eat dinner, the dogs both politely lay there.
Yep.
And they don't whine or complain. If they do, then they get locked out. There's none of that. So we've trained them not to beg at the table. But they do sit there and wait in case you drop something.
So my ritual is my dog will beg, and he won't say anything, but he'll just sit there and stare at you until I do give him something.
Okay, staring isn't begging. That doesn't bother us. We ignore it.
I don't like it at all.
But when you start giving him stuff, he'll learn to beg, and then he'll really get annoyed.
Well, he begs. It's just that, you know, staring
puppy
at
eyes.
You.
Yeah, yeah, it's sweet. You want to give it to him because you love him.
That's what the routine comes in. So in our routine, the dogs sit there and wait politely and patiently while we eat. When we get done, I always save them a couple of choice little safe dog treats. Like, let's say we have steak. I may save them each a couple of small steak treats as their dessert. I will go away from the table so that they don't associate it with the table. Over by the kitchen island, I will have them come over and each give them their little treats. And then I go give them one of their dog treats as the closer, as the final thing. So they get a little.
That's extreme.
It's a small little dog treat.
I love it. I feel like we found your new purpose. You are a dog trainer.
So I don't train them except just to not beg at the table.
Now,
what's funny is we've got two Pomeranians, and the red Pomeranian, if I forget to go get the dog treat after I've given them, I mean, here they just got steak, which is the epitome of good.
Yeah.
Then I don't go get their little crusty dog treat. He goes over and he looks at me and he's like, he does this cough or a sneeze thing at me.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, oh, I forgot to get his treat. I better go get it. So he does that until I remember to get the treat.
You were mentioning like this, the word treat. And we're probably making a lot of dogs in the upstate if the people are listening.
Uh-huh.
Dogs, the ears are popping up. I can, like, my dog will be out, and if I just yell treat, he'll come running in the house. That's the only way I use my treat, so, is to get him inside the house. I don't do it after dinner.
Well, they say some of the rituals people have is always putting the food in a specific spot or a specific dish. I mean, I think that's somewhat normal. Our dog's dish sits in a certain place. They know where the dog bowl is.
I got one of those water cooler things now where it just disperses the food for you, and you fill it up, and it's so easy because you don't have to sit there and fill up the bowl every day.
I mean, what a hard job that was.
I'm serious, right? Lazy.
Honestly. You know what? It's making life easier.
There you go. Exactly.
Just like that commercial.
Another thing people do is adding an extra ingredient like chicken broth or some kind of a little really good stuff on top of the actual meal.
Yeah.
And that is fun to do because it makes you think that your dogs are enjoying the meal more when in reality they eat poop.
That's true. They really
I get so excited when I go out and bring home some filet mignon for them, right? And then I'm like, oh, is this not the best? And they seem like they really love it. But I feel like I could hand them a turd and they would probably be just as excited.
1,000%.
So that's disappointing.
Well, for me, at least put chicken broth on it.
Okay. Some people will hand mix food to make it more appetizing. Exactly sure what that involves, hand mixing food.
Oh, well, we had our friend. She would cook it on the stove for
us. Yeah, I went to go fix my plate because I was over there eating lunch, and I went to fix it from the back burner. She goes, oh, no, that's the dog food.
Yeah.
Which was, it was edible.
It looked good.
It looked delicious.
Sure. I mean, a lot of people do like boiled or some kind of chicken like that. Yeah. It's really easy on their stomach and good for them. Saying a special word or phrase before feeding them. I don't know what that would be.
It's the blessing.
Yeah.
The dog blessing.
Yeah, exactly.
Giving them a treat as an appetizer. I do it as dessert, but the same idea.
Yeah.
Plating their meal as if you're preparing a gourmet dish. That seems really like a waste for a dog. Dogs don't care how you plate it.
Well, you know what? Like you said, after dinner, sometimes I'll just have like stuff on the plate and I'll put the plate down. And like,
so you got one dog.
Yeah.
So now get this. I'll have, in the morning, I'll make eggs. And when I get done, there's some left. I will literally split it exactly in the middle, move them to each side of the plate, and set it down. And my dogs will each go to their side and eat their section.
And they don't care what it looks like, though.
Well,
I mean, I
could
have like biscuits, gravy, eggs all over, you know, how it looks yucky after you've eaten it and not eaten it all, and put it down. He'll eat it.
Exactly. I feel like it's like a labor of love. It's like you're plating this food for the dog that you love so much dog know that you love him so much.
And he's like, I would have eaten this if it was poop.
Yeah, literally, give me a cat turd all day long.
That's why they drink toilet water.
All right.
You another thing, dog doing that?
People will heat it up to a specific temperature. I don't know if dogs prefer warm food or not, but some people heat the food up.
I feel like
setting the table and sitting down with them to eat at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm.
That's extreme.
Whoa. You go, yeah, like you do that?
Well, because I saw a TikTok. Well, so my dog passed away a couple years. I haven't had the heart to get another dog, but we still have our cat. And I saw a thing that, like, cats like to eat with their owners. They feel like they're part of the pact. Like, you know?
So you eat with your cat at the table
not
sometime?
At the table. No, not at the table. But
she climbs in the
food.
Floor.
Okay.
Yeah, I climb in the floor with the cat.
And what's the cat eat?
Well, cat food, and then you have churros. But before my dog passed away, I did make her gourmet homemade dog food, like with pumpkin, and like did this whole thing. Because I'm like, she has lived a long life. She deserves this. And she loved it. It was my act of love.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So I think that's what dog owners are doing. Pet owners.
Well, they also let the dog choose the food they want by offering them options and see what they go for.
Yeah, and I feel like they do know. They'll pick. They'll tell you.
Well, Tom, you're saying that you're the new veterinarian said to eat different food, and you got them different food.
Okay.
And you mixed it, and they started picking the new food out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Singing a song when you serve them dinner and dancing with their dog. And 21% said their dog does a little dance when it's time to eat, so they join in.
Uh-huh.
Oh. So your dog spins around in a circle or something.
Yes. Daisy, I used to go, you want to dance? And we went off into one of my bedrooms, and I had that disco light that has the colors. Yeah. You turn it on, it spins around.
Heck yeah.
And she would run around barking and dancing.
Wow. And you did too.
I did, of course.
Okay, good. Well, you're not weird, because apparently this is somewhat normal.
Well, it's easy if you got the big dogs, you know, that you can like pull up their legs, and they're the same size as a human, and you can do like a slow dance there. But when you got like a little shih tzu or a poodle, you got to get down the floor and do a little dance.
Well, no, you just... You pick them up and you slow dance with them in your hand.
I got you.
This has turned weird.
Yes.
Well, the last statistic, they say it shows that the dogs are actually training us. 70% of owners said if they're even a minute late with dinner, the dog lets them know.
I think that's why your dogs are like,
I know. And he's like, you forgot to get the extra treat you're supposed to get. Yeah. And he does that.
You know what's so funny is Tom does the same thing when Jamie's not got the dinner ready. He gets grumpy.
That's true.
She has to give him a treat.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Megan Eby is hanging out with us this week.
Yes.
She's filling in for Tori while she is on maternity leave. And she's admitted that she talks quite a bit.
I do. I need to be talking.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I've admitted that she talks quite a bit.
I have too, Kato. Yeah. Usually it's Tom that's the talker here.
Here I am
while
now.
The songs are playing. Now, do you have a talker in the office or in the workplace They say that if you are trying to get your work done, when you have a talker who is your coworker, if they're a talker while you're trying to get your work done, it makes you 20% dumber.
What?
On the workplace.
That explains a lot for me.
Well, hey, I've been known as the dumb one on the show for years. What do you do about the talker? Do you run them off? Do you ignore them? Or do you just sit back, relax, and have a conversation with them?
I'm going to shut up because you can't afford 20% more dumb.
Ain't that the truth? But that is research. So like, if you're distracting the coworker with your chatting, it's costing the company some money.
I was talking to a coworker. It's been a while back, but their door was shut, their office door. And I'm I didn't know you were here. They were like, I have to do this. Because a particular coworker will stop in and just talk and talk and talk, and they can't get any work done. So they're like, I literally have to act like I'm not here so nobody bothers me.
My dad used to go in early to work every day because he said he got more work done in that first hour when no one was in there to come in and start talking and interrupt.
Yep.
Listen, I feel like I'm a morale booster.
Okay? I agree.
Oh, yeah. So I think that I'm bringing a lot of value.
You know, I agree. I think work would be incredibly dull without people talking.
I agree.
Well, and all morning long, we've had Megan convincing Tom to have a more positive attitude.
You're wrong. You're absolutely wrong. She was trying to convince me.
Okay, trying.
Oh, man.
I felt like attitude. I was sitting in on Tom's therapy session. Yeah. I'm like, is this not a HIPAA that I don't need to know your therapy?
What's so funny is hearing the conversation. Like, you never really need to do this. Is this going to make you feel much better? You're going to be so encouraged. And I'm like, I don't think I want to do that.
But she, I mean, she's making me feel more encouraged and better about life. Just listening to her talk to Tom or try to talk to Tom.
It's kind of like a episode of Winnie the Pooh talking to Eeyore. You know?
Wait, that's actually really funny.
So if you are the talker at work, they say you got to learn the audience, connect with the audience. You have to be tough on yourself. No wandering around and just rambling on about endless stuff. They say no messing around. Before you get started, know and respect your audience when you are talking to somebody at work.
Yeah, I would say that's,
their wants, their needs, the preferred communication. Do they really want to be chatting with you? Can you read that person at work?
I hope that I am self-aware enough to know that, like, oh, they want me to shut up. But a lot of times I don't care sometimes.
I'm with you on that last part. So what? I mean, if you're in the mood to talk, talk.
Yes. Yeah. We can put our headphones on and listen to the music.
Yeah, what's so funny is a lot of times though, someone like Tom will be talking or Tori or even Megan will be talking. No one else is listening. It's like we're over here just, you know, looking at our computer.
Well I am working sometimes and I have my back to y'all when I'm on the computer and I hear Tom talk and I'll look around and you're busy and Megan or Tori, whoever, and I'm like, Tom, are you talking to me? Because I'm not listening. I did not know because I'm focused on what I was doing. I wasn't listening to the room.
Listen, it's like osmosis. Like if I'm saying it, clearly your brain is going to pick it up subconsciously, hopefully, you know, maybe, I don't know.
I just think we assume that no one will be rude enough not to listen.
Yeah. I'm important enough to talk and y'all have to listen.
My words are valuable.
Yeah.
But if we're in the middle of working and you just start talking, I don't know you're talking to me. I'd assume you're talking to Hawk or someone else in the
room. At least get eye contact with us before you start. I'll know to pay attention.
I got my back to you.
No one's talking to you, Hawk. You put your headphones on 90% of the time and stand over in the corner.
Well, you know why? Because what you said a while ago, I'd be stupid. I mean, and I'm already 20% dumber because of all the chit-chatting that's going on. They say also keep it simple, use clear visuals when possible. So I guess that's visual cues to know that you're talking. Tell stories. Tom, you're great storyteller.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Listen, I love to hear it. I love to talk.
Well,
we are on a morning show. Your job is to get paid to talk.
Exactly. Yeah.
So here we are.
And they say sound confident when you are talking. So the other person knows that you're talking to them as well.
Be confident.
Be confident, for sure. Listen, I have important things to say, and y'all are going to listen.
I'm sorry,
you've got
saying
the
something?
Confidence down, <bro. laughs>
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.